Welcome to Let's Talk in English. Thank you for joining us here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and we have a great lesson for you all today. Our new topic is life, and this lesson is called Fun, Friends, and Football. Fun, Friends, and Football. So, Peter, do you watch the Super Bowl?
Last year, my team played in the Super Bowl. There are funny ads on TV and lots of food. Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us for today's English lesson.
And now it's time to get started. So find your LTE magazine and turn to today's lesson. You can read today's Read It with Peter right now.
This Sunday is the Super Bowl. Rob is having a party. Susie can bring chips and vegetables. Taylor appreciates the invitation, but she doesn't know much about football. Unlike soccer, players can use their hands when they play football. Taylor can cheer for both teams. Then she's always cheering for the winning team.
So, Peter, you said that your football team was in the Super Bowl last year. That's so cool. Did they win?
I don't want to talk about it.
But it's been a whole year. You can't tell us about your team playing in the biggest game of the year?
Katie, this is a really, really important game. I mean, football is America's favorite sport. And the Super Bowl is the last game of the year. And it did not go how I wanted to.
Oh, I think I remember why. Sorry, Peter. I won't ask about it anymore. Friends, Peter's a little upset right now. So let's go to Christina and learn our keywords.
今天的主题讲的是 Super Bowl, 美式足球的冠军赛。 Rob 要在家里办一个看球赛的派对。 Susie 要带洋芋片或是蔬菜去。蔬菜就是 vegetable. She can bring some chips or vegetables. Taylor 也受邀参加。他虽然很感谢 Rob 的邀请，但实在对球赛没有什么兴趣。邀请的名词是 invitation. Taylor 说 thanks for the invitation. 美式足球 football 跟 soccer 不同。 它是可以用手丢球的一种足球赛。手就是 hand. Players can use their hands in the game. 看球赛的时候可以为你支持的球队加油。欢呼加油就是 cheer. Who are you cheering for? 你为谁加油呢? 或者你是为哪一队加油呢? Which team are you cheering for? 某一队的这个队或球队就是 team.
I'm so excited about your party on Sunday, Rob. What can I bring?
You can bring some chips or vegetables.
Great. I can be there at 4:30. Is that too early?
No, 4:30 is great. Maybe you can help decorate.
Sure. How many people are coming?
I'm not sure. I invited all of our friends and some friends from church.
It is almost Super Bowl Sunday. That is a very important day in America. Many people have parties and they watch the game together.
Did you know that people eat more food during the Super Bowl than any other event except Thanksgiving? That's a lot of food.
Yes, it is. Have you ever been to a Super Bowl party? Everyone brings something to eat during the party. That's why Susie asks, "What can I bring?"
Rob says she can bring chips or vegetables. We eat these for snacks during the Super Bowl. If you want to bring vegetables, you could bring something like carrots or broccoli.
Vegetables are really healthy. And I think this day is supposed to be fun. If you ask me, you should bring chips. They are not healthy, but more fun to eat.
I think Rob is asking many people to bring food. So one person can bring vegetables and another person can bring chips.
That's right. People can bring different foods to eat. Some of those people are Rob's friends from church. That's a phrase Christina wants to talk to us about.
Rob 要办派对，他还邀请了一些教会的朋友来。他说 ，I invited some friends from church。所以我们说教会的朋友会用到介系词 from， friends from church。这个介系词的用法对我们来说可能比较陌生一点，所以要多练习哟。比如 ，Betty was my best friend from college。Betty 是我大学最好的朋友，或者。Larry is a friend from work. Larry 是工作上的朋友。或者如果你看到一个人，但是不确定你在哪里看过他，你可以问 Where do I know him from?
Thanks, Christina. That's a good phrase to know. It will help us describe things when we are talking in English.
Yeah. Which vegetables should I bring to the party? Bring the ones you bought.From the store.
Maybe you can practice this phrase with some friends from school. Now in conversation A, Rob says, I am not sure. Let's talk about this.
We say this a lot in English. Let's say that you really know the answer to something. You can say, I am sure. I know the answer.
And if you think you know the answer, butIt might be wrong, you can say, I am not sure. But right now, I am sure it's time for us to move on to conversation B. So let's see what happens next.
Do you watch football, Taylor?
No, I don't watch many sports.
Oh, that's okay.I'm having a Super Bowl party this Sunday. Can you come?
Thank you for the invitation, but football...
Super Bowl parties are fun. I'm preparing a lot of food. You can come and eat.
Okay. Can I bring anything?
You can bring some soda.
So, Peter...Do you watch the Super Bowl? I don't watch that many sports.
Katie, I already told you. I have watched the Super Bowl. My team was playing. But really, I think we should be talking about English, not about talking about my team.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if you had watched the game. Like I said, I don't watch many sports, but I still love going to Super Bowl parties.
You don't like sports that much, but you still like going to Super Bowl parties?
Well, I like playing sports. I just don't like watching them as much. And yes, you don't have to know a lot about sports to go to a Super Bowl party.
That is true. At a Super Bowl party, there are many people that like the ads. They can be pretty funny.
I like the ads a lot. Ads can also be called commercials.And these commercials are on TV, but they really are funny. So, if you get an invitation to a Super Bowl party, you should go.
That's right. An invitation is when someone asks you to do something with them. When I ask you to a party, I am inviting you to come.
Sometimes birthday parties have invitations, and you might get an invitation to a birthday in the mail.It will come in a card, and that tells you the time and date of the party.
And for any party, you should prepare lots of food. What does it mean to prepare?
Preparing for things is very important. If you have a test, you prepare for it by studying really hard. And football players practice before the Super Bowl game. That's how they prepare for the big game.
That's right.So when you prepare food, all the food is ready for the party. And now I think we've learned a lot. So I think you're prepared for a little break. We'll be back soon. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back to the show. Today we are talking about a special event, the Super Bowl.
I don't watch that many sports, but I love going to Super Bowl parties. At these parties, the food is always good and the ads on the TV are really funny.
I really hope there are funny ads this year. Let's go to Conversation C now.
Taylor, are you going to Rob's Super Bowl party?
Yes, but I don't know much about football.
That's okay. Football is fun to watch. Unlike soccer, players can use their hands to throw the ball.
Which team should I cheer for?
You can cheer for both teams.
Really?
Yeah. Then you're always cheering for the winning team.
Today, we are talking about a very important sport in America, football. Unlike soccer, players use their hands to play. That phrase is something Christina wants to talk to us about.
Susie 说美式足球 football 不像 soccer, 它的选手是可以用手丢球的。Unlike soccer, players can use their hands to throw the ball. 这个句首的 unlike soccer 就是不像足球的意思。当你要强调一件事情是很不一样的，就可以把 unlike something 或者是 unlike someone 放在句首作为强调。例如 unlike Taipei,Toronto snows a lot in winter. 不像台北多伦多冬天常常下雪。Unlike my brother, I've never liked computer games. 我跟我哥哥不一样，我从来都不喜欢电玩。
The Super Bowl is the last football game in the season. There are big parties to watch the game. Peter likes to go to the party for the game. Unlike Peter,I like to go to watch the ads.
That's right. This game is very big. There are two teams that play each other to win. These are the best two teams in America.
All the players that play together are on the same team. And after this game, the best team wins. Peter, did your team win last year?
I don't want to remember. It still hurts.I think I just want to teach right now instead of think about the game. But I have been talking about my team. Katie, can you help teach? I can't do this right now.
What Peter is trying to say is if you like a team, you cheer for that team when they play. Maybe the team is from your city or your same country.
Thanks, Katie. I think I can teach again. I'll be all right.When your team plays, you really want them to win and score points. You cheer! Yeah!
And if you don't have a team playing in the game, you can cheer for both teams. That way, you never lose. And you can cheer now because it's time for Calendar Phrase!
Cheer for the team!
Cheer for the team!
为球队加油
I don't know much about football.
Cheer for the team.
Look, he threw the ball.
Cheer for the team.
Look, another player caught the ball.
Cheer for the team.
Now he's running with it.
Cheer for the team.
Which team?
Both of them.
Hooray! Go, go, go!
Cheer for the team.
Cheer for the team.
为球队加油。
All right, everyone. Now let's cheer on Rebecca. She's got a grammar point to talk about. Yeah, Rebecca!
Ready? Let's learn today's useful grammar tip. Someone can verb for both noun. For example, you can paint pictures for both teachers. Or...You can make dinner for both of your parents. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
So, Peter, if you cheer for just one team, what happens if they're losing? I feel like you've had this happen.
Oh, Katie, that's a good question. You can still cheer for your team. I don't care how bad they are. Keep cheering. They need your help.
Well, thanks for that important English lesson, Peter. Let's go to our key words right now. You can practice saying them with us.
Let's go to our first key word, vegetable. Vegetable. I don't like eating vegetables.
Invitation. Invitation. Here's the invitation to my birthday.
Hand. Hand. My hands are cold. I need gloves.
Cheer. Cheer. Cheer for the New York players.
Team. Team. I play on a basketball team.
I hope you liked reviewing those keywords. Right now, it's time to continue our review and look back at today's conversations.
I'm so excited about your party on Sunday, Rob. What can I bring?
You can bring some chips or vegetables.
Great. I can be there at 4:30. Is that too early?
No, 4:30 is great. Maybe you can help decorate.
Sure. How many people are coming?
I'm not sure. I invited all of our friends and some friends from church. Do you watch football, Taylor?
No, I don't watch many sports.
Oh, that's okay. I'm having a Super Bowl party this Sunday. Can you come?
Thank you for the invitation, but football...
Super Bowl parties are fun. I'm preparing a lot of food. You can come and eat.
Okay. Can I bring anything?
You can bring some soda.
Taylor, are you going to Rob's Super Bowl party?
Yes, but I don't know much about football.
That's okay. Football is fun to watch. Unlike soccer, players can use their hands to throw the ball.
Which team should I cheer for?
You can cheer for both teams.
Really?
Yeah. Then you're always cheering for the winning team.
Go team! Go team! Hey, Monkey Man, let's go to the Super Bowl!
Well, the Super Bowl, Ginger, we can't really go to the Super Bowl.
Why not? It'll be fun.
The Super Bowl is far, far away, and tickets are very expensive.
Oh, but I want to go to the Super Bowl.
Sorry, we can't. But we can watch the Super Bowl on TV.
We can't? Woohoo! Hooray!
I know. So let's have a Super Bowl party.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We can invite friends.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have lots of snacks. Like popcorn.
And bananas!
Yes.
Yay!
It'll be a lot of fun.
Go team, go! Go team, go!
Hello everyone! Welcome to Question Time. A time to ask questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about football. And here to answer our questions is my special guest, Reggie the Ref.
Good to be here, Rob.
Okay. Great to have you, Reggie. Well, Reggie, how long have you been a referee?
I have been a referee for 10 years.
Wow, you must really enjoy your job.
I do. I love my job.
That's great. Reggie, I have a question here. Maybe you can answer it for us.
Sure, Rob. I'd love to.
Wonderful. Our question today comes from Amanda Law in Christchurch, New Zealand.
Hi, Amanda.
Amanda writes, I really love sports, but I'm not an athlete. Are there still jobs that I can do?
That is a great question, Amanda, and there are many jobs you can do in sports. You don't have to be an athlete.
What kind of sports jobs are there, Reggie?
Well, you could be a referee, like me.
What does a referee do?
A referee is part of a sports game. A referee watches the players. He makes sure they follow the rules.
Oh, that sounds like a very important job. What other jobs are there?
You can be a sports reporter.
I know what sports reporters do. They report on the big games.
That's right. There are also different kinds of sports reporters, too.
There are?
Yes. There are reporters who talk about the game while it's happening.
Oh, they talk about the action and the plays in the game.
That's right. Sports reporters also work on news programs.
Oh, those sports reporters report on the games after they are over. These sports reporters tell who wins and who loses.
That's right. Sports reporters can also write for magazines or even newspapers.
There really are a lot of different jobs in sports.
Yes, we only talked about two jobs today. There are actually many more.
That's great. I hope this answers your question, Amanda. Thanks for sharing with us today, Reggie. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See you all next time on Question Time.
It has been a lot of fun to share with you one important day in America. I just love the Super Bowl.
But I hope now you've learned that the Super Bowl game is more than just two teams competing for the championship.
The championship is really important. But I know what Katie means to say. There are parties that have lots of food, and if you don't have a team, you can cheer for both.
Yeah, but it's fun to be with a lot of people and cheer for the same thing.
That's why the Super Bowl is special. We know that so many people in America are watching the game at the same time. It's really exciting.
That's one of the reasons I love the Super Bowl. Well, friends, that is all the time that we have for today. But tomorrow, we'll talk some more about this important day for Americans. So keep practicing everything you learned and join us tomorrow here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.